Should that be the cold open? We have not recorded in 10 months, and it's Paul Burpee.
Please. That
so foul.
Was such a good one, too.
Oh, did man. You miss us?
I cannot wait to hear that back. Oh, my God.
You can't wait to hear that back. It's yeah. just a burp. It's not anything.
No, that was one of the best burps I've had in a while.
Okay. This was a mistake. These are we're literally the definition of when they're like, anyone can have a podcast. Anyone can have a podcast.
The look on your face was like...
like, not in my kitchen! It's like as if this kitchen's not a shit show.
It was like
show.
A disappointed father, though. That was... Oh, man. I cannot... That has got to be the beginning.
That's the cold open right
oh,
there.
Oh, man. All right. Has it been 10 months? No, it always been 10
Well, we gotta do my proper intro first.
Okay.
And welcome back to Thoughts of the Roundtable with me, Matt Rebar.
And me, Paul Laux.
And yes, it's been 10 months, which is crazy to think about. Like, time just got away from us. We both had some major commits. But some good news since we recorded. This is now episode 93. We've made 93 of these bad boys.
Yes.
And over 5 years.
How can we splash some waves by sending this one out? 5 years, too. That's impressive.
Yeah, I'm going to call this hashtag year five.
Hashtag year five.
Yeah,
remember our humble crazy? Beginnings in my kitchen, and then now we've moved up to your kitchen.
We went from one kitchen to another.
No, we went from one kitchen to a basement. To two bases.
To Zoom.
And now we're back in a kitchen.
I know. And I think I like when we do Zoom. Like, don't get me wrong. But when you're in person with someone, it's just much better.
It's easier.
It's just much better. You can, like, read them.
This is going to be the new format we've decided to.
Yeah, new format. We're back. We're back in person. No one asked for it, but you're going to get it anyway.
No one asked for literally any of this at all.
Well, I told Paul some shocking news. We are at an all-time low on subscribers. So... I'm going to do a little pitch. Actually, it's like 10, I think, maybe.
I love how we openly admit that.
So this is going to be a pitch to all of our people who listen. If you love this podcast, if you feel like Paul and I's candor is amazing, you love our sporadic topics, please share the podcast with a friend. Tell someone to listen. Give us 5 stars. We need a little... push.
Oh, man. Hey, you know what? It's about consistency. We lost some of the bots. Even the bots turned us down.
We're so bad that even the bots were like, no, thank you.
That was probably part of it, honestly. You lose bots after a while. They don't like you. And so, but we'll be back. You know, I feel like this is going to be a rejuvenation. We say that every time. But
I'm calling
it. You know what? Just deal with it. This is us. You know, if you love us, you love us. If you don't, you don't.
Yeah, I'm calling it year five. Or should we call it 5 year? No, I like year five.
Cinco de thoughts.
I like Sick of the Thoughts. I really do. I was thinking, and maybe I shouldn't bring it up on record, but I am. Should we change the podcast cover art? Because it's been iconic. Is it time for a refresh? Is it time to hit the...
I'm going to have to do a hard no. I love it.
I do love it. I just wanted to... part of me is thinking, like, could there be something better?
We can probably come up with something. Okay. It doesn't have to go away.
To all of our subscribers, all of you, all 10, listen up. If you have an idea for a podcast art, please let
There's
us
more
know.
People on the Supreme Court than there is subscribers.
And by that ratio, probably more sociopaths on the Supreme Court than in our listener pool.
Okay, this chair's starting to hurt me now. Just so everyone knows, Matt literally broke this chair with his ass cheeks. And so the edges are snapped off.
Your Honor.
And so it was comfortable. Now it's... You told me you broke it with your butt.
No, with my thighs.
That's part of your ass.
No, thighs are not part of your
ass.
Can
I just... I want to hold on.
Under thigh.
This is recording, right?
Yeah.
I got to show this. Look at this. His thighs snapped off the edges.
So a normal chair of like the back and then, you know, the back and the seat, the boot sheet. What do you call the seat of the chair? Just the seat of the chair. Both of them are usually like one. Yeah, it's kind
like,
of...
How did
you
break them?
Because I usually sit on the edge of the seat.
When I first came over, I thought this was like a design chair. I'm like, ooh, this is fancy. And then... And then at first I said it was nice. Now it hurts.
Yeah, instead of Frank Lloyd Wright, it's...
Your ass cheeks broke the chair.
Yeah, instead of Frank Lloyd Wright, it's Frank Lloyd thigh.
Frank Lloyd Wait.
Well, you know what's funny? I always sit at the edge of the chair like I'm some, like, like thin Japanese schoolgirl. Like, I don't know why I do that. Like,
no, I have to, because like, that's where the leg thighs sit.
I feel like I'm so petite, like when I sit at the edge of the chair. But also, I think it's like a probably like a like an emergency preparedness thing where I like spring up into action.
Bro, you gotta cut your toenails though. Jesus.
Okay. Okay. Now that I don't like that we're recording in person, it's criticism. Criticism city over here.
He got talons over there, like an eagle.
Listen. Okay. 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 This is why I think I might have some demons that I probably need to, you know, see a therapist for, and maybe get medicated, because there's certain things that like are not a big deal to me. Like, pile of dishes, I'll get to when I get to it. Nails, I'll get to when I get to it. Like,
clearly.
Just being roasted in my kitchen. I mean, I'm going to go make a roast after this. That's going to be me me eating an apple.
Oh,
any other thing you want to condemn in my space? Or on my body, or on my chairs. These chairs are from IKEA. The tables from IKEA too. Isn't that nice?
Oh, no wonder the Swedes. You know, they can't. They can do tables. They can't do chairs though.
The Swedes are like, oh, fat boy, break the chair.
They're a tiny people.
Or just healthy bodily people. We're we're
bodily people.
Bodily people. We're big boys. All right. 10 months has passed. What else is new? What should we talk about? What's going on?
Well, what do you want to? I have something for this episode, but I don't know if you want to kick it off with your. Any of your advice? Or do you have just general advice now? Can we just do general advice?
General advice. Here's the advice. Don't record in the kitchen with someone critical of you while you wear sandals.
I'm not that
and
critical.
They look at your toenails. Well, I should say this. I should plug, we have a new show on Starfold Studios called Outdated. It's with me and my friend Mikey, and we talk about dating and getting out there and meeting people and how hard that can be and, you know, relationships. It's really fun. We just had a guest on to talk about friendships, and I think next week we're going to be talking about toxic people and, like, archetypes of toxicity, which is exciting.
Archetypes of toxicity.
I know. Doesn't that sound like a PS2 game?
That sounds like some 41 album.
Streaming now. So, that's a really cool... You'll have to come on that sometime, Paul, and talk to us about...
Oh, yeah, I'll do it. You know, why not?
We'll check in with the straight community, see how they're doing.
We're not doing okay, guys.
You heard it here first.
Ship's going down.
Why do I feel like this is like our Ebony and Ivory, except for straight and gay people?
Day and night.
It's like we're all in the same ship.
Everyone's going down. We're all just going down together. By the way, I have the long hair now.
Loving the long hair.
Because it's been 10 months, and I got my hair last cut in May. Now, April of 2024?
Yeah. I like it. It's like the epitome of like a 60s, 70s father.
Yeah.
With like a little bit of a rock, kind of like a rock, rocky.
You look like Tom Petty. I just need the big old...
We'll get you some glasses.
Spectacles.
Yeah. I don't know if that's in the show budget, but...
What is our show budget?
Negative $5 a month.
35 cents. It's whatever we find on the street when you're walking here.
Can I? Okay, I want to pitch something that I've noticed. Sure. I know it's 2024, year of our Lord, 2024. And I still think that there are people out there who used, you know, during COVID, who didn't have to work, didn't have to do many things, who are still kind of in that mentality 4.5 years later. At one of my many jobs, I have some people who I'm always baffled by how little work they do. And I think it's because
like,
during COVID...
little getting done, or like they don't have anything to do at
like,
all?
I think both. I think, I don't know. I've been noticing this, and I'm like, are there still people out there who are in COVID brain, COVID state of bodily movement? It's fascinating to me, because I'm like, I feel like by the time 2022 rolled up, I was kind of ready to go. Like I had my vaccinations, I was, you know, ready to be out there doing things, so... But I think some people kind of just want to be in lockdown still. I don't know. Have you noticed this?
Kind of. And so the other day, I was dutifully reminded of the peasant revolt of 1352.
How are you dutifully reminded of this?
This came up in my head. And
do you also think about the Roman Empire every day? Did you hear about that?
No. I do plague stuff a lot. and so... And all kidding aside, I was reading about it. I don't know how I got there. Okay. I did. Let's just pretend...
Okay.
We're there. So the peasant revolt where they realized, hey, there's a lot more of us than them. And that kind of in a way happened when COVID went around, because I think people realized once we all came working from home that middle management and above doesn't really do much.
Oh, of course.
They don't really do much. Do they make decisions? Yeah. Do they do work? No.
Yeah.
And I think people realize that. But no, we don't do that much, honestly. Mm-hmm. And I think, well, I think people realize now that life didn't have to be as hard as... The one thing that COVID brought us is I don't think people realize now life didn't have to be as hard as we made it. Mm-hmm. Like, we can do a lot more from home than we realize.
Yeah.
Like, a lot. And we also realize that, and this isn't a bad thing, mm-hmm. our jobs aren't always that involved. Mm-hmm. You know, do you get what I'm saying? Like, some people's yeah. are, but like, well, we don't, we, here's what, I should rephrase it. We don't have to kill ourselves like we used to. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, it was funny because someone mentioned this idea of like, okay, if you had a job in 1940, okay, imagine post-World War II, yeah. Paul, you know, you survived.
I'm in a factory. I'm going
survived,
to Ford.
You survived Normandy. Let's say you're in the office though, right?
Like, you said 1940?
40s, 50s? I don't know.
Normandy was after 40. It was like
40. I said 40s, like the decade.
Okay, okay.
Are you really on my ass on that?
I just wanted to get the timeline together.
I was like, I said the 40s. I mean, clearly Normandy was 44. I know that. Look at me. Now I'm spouting out numbers over here. Okay. You're at 1950s.
Yeah.
Let's say 1950s Paul. You have the nuclear family. You go to work, right?
Are you an alcoholic in this situation?
Do you want to be an alcoholic?
Yeah.
Okay. Like a sad one or like a happy one?
Like one. Doesn't matter. Just go.
I was waiting for a good response.
Doesn't matter.
Okay. So you are in 1950s. You go to the office, right? Yeah. The things that you'd have to do to get things done, right? We've streamlined. Right? I can go to Google.
That is true.
I can go to Google and type in, you know, math equations.
There's
I
no
can,
paperwork.
No, yeah, everything's digital.
Yeah, right.
You know, AI is helping us. You know, so it really has kind of changed, like, a lot of people's what would be an old 40-hour work week. We're kind of doing double the labor.
Pretty much.
Within that week now.
Well, you have a good point. Like, we don't fax things anymore. We don't do things by paper. We submit things on. It's a lot easier in a way. Mm-hmm. And so I feel like there's more downtime at work because yeah. we're actually doing more. But why is there balloons coming across my Zoom? Did you see that?
No. Did there's, you have balloons?
I just said balloons. I'm like trying to concentrate about this deep topic and balloons just
happy,
come
happy
over my
birthday
face.
From all of us
oh
to you.
Oh my god.
That's
does
fun.
It say if you say happy birthday, congratulations. Balloons.
No balloons.
Anyways, so we're getting more work done. It's just, it's easier to do.
Yeah.
And, you hear that? My
was that you?
That was my tum-tum.
Oh my god, I thought there was going to be a haunting. I was like, there's balloons on screens and there's a beast in the house?
Oh, there's a haunting. There's a haunting, right.
So, I'm trying to think what else. So yeah, I do think that there's some colleagues who are trying to get away with like, well, during COVID we didn't do anything, so like, can we stay not doing anything? Which I'm like, don't do that. Another thing that's interesting is, Paul, this summer is going to be my easiest summer since COVID, actually, since 2020.
What do you mean?
I'm not going to be doing as much. I'm going to be a little bit more lighter, which will be nice.
Purposely or just
just the way things kind of rolled. You know, I gave up a couple things that I think would have had me a bit more busier in the summer.
Still do weddings?
I scaled down. I'm only doing like 3 this year.
Mm. Less people get married.
No, I needed a refresh. I was doing so much and, unfortunately, you know, working with people that I just, you know, it was bad for my mental health. So it was really good to step away.
Can I say
yeah.
that was my favorite juxtaposition ever? Because you're talking about how people want to do less. And then you're like, I'm scaling back this summer.
Well,
like, you literally just did that.
But I'm scaling up in other ways, Paul. You know me. The scales are hefty around here.
Well, there's a lot of hefty in this room.
Yeah, the chair proves it.
What did you call us that one time? Husky bookends?
Husky bookends. Oh.
Yeah, we took a famous picture with, not a famous picture, but I loved it. And one of our friends was in the middle, and he said we were husky bookends.
our friend looked like a piece of cheese between the two of us.
We oh,
like,
it was a grilled
we
cheese
big,
sandwich.
We were big
yeah,
loaves of
real.
Bread in that picture. It was mm-hmm. husky bookends for
she was some deli sliced turkey right there.
All right, what do you got from Reddit?
All right, so this isn't. It was spurred by Reddit, so it's not kind of something I found out on Reddit, okay. But I was just digging through there the other day, and I don't know why I found this so obnoxiously funny, but I did. So someone, for whatever reason, mm-hmm. Decided to post a random. It was like a random BW3s in I think Florida.
Okay,
and post their phone number. And said, everyone should call this BW3s and just order beans. Just order beans.
No.
And so, not, it was, and it was on a board that wasn't even, didn't have that much activity, but mm-hmm. somehow someone got long, got whatever.
Yeah, got shared to the
and
right person.
And then someone put it on Twitter, now X or whatever. And so everyone started calling this poor BW3s and asking for beans. So, and it got so out of control. The people at this BW3 started picking up the phone and going, BW3s, go fuck yourself. And then would hang up the phone because they knew everything was going to be beans.
Can you imagine, just like, the poor old lady order. Who's like, I would like to get some teriyaki wings.
Someone's trying to get through the lines constantly busy because people are ass. And they have to, like, there's a corporate policy where they have to answer the phone. They cannot just let her ring. So they knew, like, what, like, and can you imagine working there and all of a sudden, like, one person orders beans. You're like, well, that was whatever, some drug. Yeah. And then it happens again. You're like,
the flood.
Well, that's weird. And then just ever to the point where they literally answered BW3's, go fuck yourself.
Wow.
So then that spurred so into a thing where, you know, the Pawn Stars pawn shop?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's a real pawn shop.
Mm-hmm. In Vegas.
Yeah, yeah. And now it's kind of a hokey, like, touristy place. But
yeah, I heard it's really overpriced.
But it was a legitimate pawn. They started because of Insomniac. Do you remember that show, Insomniac?
I could not.
The reason they came to popularity, it's a little bit offshoot, but it is. Mm-hmm. So with Dave Attell, he did that show Insomniac where he'd spend all night going, and he was in Vegas. And he went to that pawn shop and some guy tried to sell his teeth at the counter. And, and this was when it was just like a straight up gritty, nasty pawn shop in Vegas. That's all it was. And some guy sold his teeth and they bought it for $5 off this guy, his literal freaking teeth. And so they just spurred from that. And that's how they got attention or whatever. Yeah. But now, so someone's like, we should call. They still have an active phone number because they are still technically a business.
Mm-hmm.
And they had people calling this pawn shop. Just asking for if they had a copy of Battletoads, which, if you don't know, it's one of the most obscure and random games for Nintendo ever. It's just, and it's nothing that's worth a lot of money. Like, you can get a copy on eBay for $10.
Okay.
Nothing, really. It was a very good game, but obscure and, like, not worth that much. But someone was like, okay, so people started to flood the actual Pawn Stars pawn shop, just constantly asking for the game Battletoads. And I don't know why, but these are the things that just keep me up at night. And just are these just funny to me? Do you think I find these hilarious that all people calling for beans and just asking a store for Battletoads?
Well, it's definitely...
Why is this so funny?
The beans one's so interesting from the sentiment of, like, I'm going to take time out of my day to call a Buffalo Wild Wings to ask for beans. Like, that's what I can't believe. As for the other one, like, yeah, I mean, I guess it makes sense that someone would want that obscure game and they're calling around, right?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, even if it's
the flood of calls. Like, I want to know who's the answer. Was like,
wait,
why
there's a flood of calls?
Yeah, because they put it on Reddit. No, they put it on Reddit again. There was another flood to the Pawn Stars pawn shop.
Oh, my God.
Of, like, thousands of people asking for the game Battletoads.
See, and I kind of feel bad for some of the innocent workers caught up who, like, have to be answering those phones. Like, you know, that part kind of sucks. So, but
you would get a kick out of it for a while. And then
for, like, the first 5 or 10 calls, maybe, yeah.
Rewinding a little bit, I used to do overnights in radio. Mm-hmm. You remember that? Over a station I won't name, whatever.
Is it, Voldemort?
I don't know if I can. But I miss overnight calls. And I kind of wish something like that had happened to me. This lady used to call me 2:30 in the morning, every morning, and read me a Bible verse.
Oh, that's
she was
nice.
So sweet. And then this guy from a prison would call me, and his name was Roach.
Yeah. Don't love that nickname.
Yeah.
I'm curious how he got the nickname, for sure.
I don't know how he got... He was in a minimal security prison. That's why they had phones. Mm-hmm. It was like, you know, drunks and whatever. He stabbed a dude's hand to a bar table. Just one. Boink.
Good for him.
Because the guy was hitting on his girlfriend.
Oh, maybe that's not a good reason to do that. I was expecting something a bit more noble, like...
He was the honor of his girlfriend.
I don't know. Are we a society that needs to be fighting for honor? Like, are we Japan circa 1700s? Are we ancient Rome?
We're pretty close.
Are we like Hamilton, where they do like the pistol shooting?
Maybe. I don't know. Duels?
Duels?
In any case.
Why did I not know duels?
So I stopped hearing them for a while, and I was like, oh, Roach got out. I was so happy.
No, did Roach get stabbed in prison and die?
No, he did get out. I looked him up. I got his real name eventually.
Which was?
I'm not going to say. I don't know.
Ronald?
No. It wasn't even close to Roach.
Oh, okay. I was curious.
And
was like...
I don't know. And weirdly enough, I never asked how he became Roach. And so I looked him up, and sure enough, he got out.
Yeah.
I was like,
good for him.
He called me again a couple months later. I was like, bro, he's back. He's back.
What did he do this time?
He just punched somebody. But I'm like, dude, easy, man. Just
one of my favorite stories, because you're right. Overnight radio has the best callers. Like, you get the best callers.
The worst, the saddest is when the people who are drunk at 5 in the morning call. And you're like, dude, it is... And they're like, here AC/DC. I'm like, this isn't even a rock station, bro.
Sir, this is pop music.
This is literally not even a rock
station. Sir, this is country.
You got AC/DC. I'm like, I do, but I'm not going to play it. Like,
yeah,
bro.
We're not playing it.
And also, you're drunk and it's 5:12 in the morning. Yeah.
My favorite overnight call when I was working in radio was when I was at 88.7 and playing music, and this guy calls and he goes, I love this playlist. I need to know every single song. I'm like, thank you so much. You know, like, I just had a really bad day and this really helped my day. I'm like,
that's the calls you got? Wait, I just had people calling up and throwing up on the phone.
Paul, this story, there's a story here. I'm letting you know.
All right.
Okay. Hangs up. 15 minutes later, ring, 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 he's back. Oh, this music is so good. Who sings that one song? I really need this. I had a really bad day. I was like, no worries. You know, blah, blah, blah. Have a good one. End call. Ring, 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 ring. Hello. It's him again. Third time. And finally he goes, you know, the reason I'm having a bad day, the reason that your show is really bringing me life, my wife got sentenced to prison today. And I'm like, oh, sorry to hear.
Is this a good thing or a bad thing?
I'm assuming a bad thing, but I didn't ask the details.
You did? Why would you not ask?
Because when
someone... Why would that not be the first question you would ask?
Because I felt so bad. He was literally like, I've had like such a day... And, like, what am I going to be like, sorry about your day, what did she do?
Who
like,
cares about his feelings at that point? I don't know why they're going to prison.
I was so curious to ask, but I didn't.
You stay, and then you stay in? Are you going to conjugal visits? Are you going to put money on the books for her
First
suits?
Of all, I'm running a radio show. I'm not, I don't have time to do an Oprah
interview. By the way, I'd be a great cellmate. I'm just saying.
You know what I thought about?
I'd be a great cellmate.
I don't know if I'd be a good cellmate, but I'd be a great assistant leader to a prison gang. I don't want to be the leader. Don't want to be the top dog.
You know what? I'm going to say
but
this.
But I'd be a good, like, concierge. What do they call it in The Sopranos? Like the consularone?
I don't know.
Conapaticata? Okay, whatever. The leader. Be a very good number two. Because I could handle a little bit of, like, what do we need to get done? I'm going to do it. But, like... I don't want to be making the executive decisions because I'm a Libra. So that's
I feel like you would be the person that if I met you in prison, I would be effing terrified of you.
You think?
Because you have the demeanor where it's like you're so nice and everything. The minute I turn around, my throat's getting peeled open. Like, and you would laugh about it.
So my nicety is not a good thing for prison.
I would be terrified of you.
Interesting.
I would be absolutely terrified of
you. I almost want to run the data and be like, okay, prison people, like, what do you think? Like, am I horrifying or not?
Yeah, you'd be terrifying.
I don't know. How long do you think? Okay, be honest. What's the longest prison sentence you could actually do?
Oh, not long. Like, I'm talking a month.
I think
like,
a month, and then I would be
and that
scared.
And I would lose it.
I get scared when, like, a police car's following me. Because I'm like, oh my God, what have I done? Like, have I sped?
I'm not
sure. Is there a dead body in the trunk that I don't know about?
Honest to God, I don't know I could do a week. Seriously. I thought about this a couple weeks ago. It's like, can you imagine getting 40 years and just get in your head? Like, in your head. Or something that's like, say, how old are you now? 29?
Stop it. 21.
29. Okay. but say you get...
Okay.
So... You get a sentence of 25 years.
Okay, 25.
So a sentence you are going to live out. You're 29. You're going to be 50-something.
Yeah.
And just in your head, it's like, I have to do 25 years of this. Like, I wish I could talk to someone. It's like, what is that thought process? Like, is it so unimaginable that you're just like...
I don't think you can absorb it. Because especially, like, a lot of people who get sentenced, it seems to be, they seem to be more younger.
And,
like, they're young adults who unfortunately get caught up in bad stuff or, you know, acts of passion in your 20s, you know. And I don't know. I think it's one thing to be, like, 70 and be sentenced to life. Because, like, no offense, I don't think I'm living to 80. I'm probably going to, like, pass away between 70 and 80.
I'm saying, if you're sentenced to life without parole, I feel like that's almost... less mentally screwing up than something you will live out, because at that point you're just like, well, this is just
When you hear life, like, no parole, like, it's like caught a day, you know, change. Like,
and you can weirdly almost do anything at that point. It's like, what are you gonna do, give me another life sentence? But,
like, two life
sentences.
Can I
tell you a side story?
Yeah, of course.
One of the funniest things I ever saw is I saw this prison documentary. It was this old, everyone was terrified of it. It was this older lady. Mm-hmm. And she had to have been in, like, her 60s.
Yeah.
And she wore this bright red... She was a bigger lady, and she wore this bright red lipstick. And they called her Cornbread. And
Cornbread. Wait, what would...
It's a story. Okay. And so everyone's like, do not mess with cornbread. And it was this old lady, older lady. Everyone's terrified of her. And so they sat around and they're like... And she was like, why is everyone afraid of you? She goes, I don't know. And they're like, well, why is your name Cornbread? She goes, well, my husband was eating cornbread when I shot him in the fucking face. I was like, oh, so that's why. I was like, and it was so just, she said it with just no emotion.
Yeah.
He was like, he was eating cornbread.
What was he doing that she was like, no, I don't, like, I'm shooting you in the face?
They never said, but she was just like, he was eating cornbread and I shot him in the face. And I was like, and she said it with no emotion. I was like, that's why.
Like, did he come home, he's like, I cheated on you, and digging into the cornbread on the table, like, I cheated on you, and then she's like, not today, boom.
I don't know, but I think it was the utter, no emotion it. Who was like, oh, you don't care at all.
Yeah.
Like,
that guilty. I feel guilty when someone's like 40 feet behind me and I'm like, should I hold the door open?
Yeah.
And I don't. That makes me feel guilty. The idea of shooting someone in the face while they eat cornbread, going to jail, being nicknamed Cornbread, and then they're interviewing me like, why'd you be nicknamed Cornbread? And having no emotion going, well, I shot my husband when he was eating cornbread. Like, unbelievable to me. I'd be like, you know, I did something really regrettable. I shot my husband in the face while he was eating cornbread and I shouldn't have done. I would have had a whole tirade. I would have been on a soapbox of emotion. Unbelievable. Okay, real quick to wrap it up.
Yeah,
what would your prison nickname be if you had a prison nickname?
Probably, you go first. Let me think here.
I probably would be, you know what they love to do? They love to take anything that's ginger or red, and they say red, ginge.
Yeah.
You know, I probably would get that for the beard. I think they'd call me red or something.
I'd probably be flatfoot.
What? Flatfoot? Why?
Because I'm flatfooted.
But are they going to notice that? Are probably. They in prison, lifting up men's feet?
They call me shin splints.
Shin splints would be fun. That sounds like a Stephen King, Shawshank character. Shin splints walk by every night at the infirmary.
Top bunk or bottom bunk? What you taking?
Okay, this is... We mean, the actual bed, not,
What else would I be talking about?
Oh, Paul. The euphemism. All right, top or bottom? Okay, benefit to the bottom bunk, right? You roll in, right? You know, it's easy. You could kind of sit easily. Consequences. If you have a farty person above you, someone's doing stuff above you, that
you stab
might be... Okay, I'm not going to stab someone, which is probably why I won't ever have to pick a bunk. Top bunk, right? Consequence, right? I have to climb up into it. Not as easy to sit, right? If the low ceiling, that would be a problem. But benefit would, I could maybe paint a mural above this. I don't know. Maybe there's more.
I'm going bottom bunk.
I think.
Can you imagine if you and I were cellmates?
And we can keep our podcast live from Mansfield
live
Correctional.
From prison.
Oh my god, can you imagine if that's at the agenda for the end of year five? We get to do a whole hour set at a prison. Cause a riot. We would cause a riot. Oh, they'd be like, god. This sucks! Tomatoes.
Oh man.
Well, hey, we are back. We are better than ever. It is hashtag year five of thoughts. And stick around. We got more things coming at you. And Paul, I'm so glad to be back doing this. So
let's do it.
Peace out.
Bye.